This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, fine people, and welcome to this week's edition of the Bleacher Bums.
Fine people.
Fine people. They are fine people. Welcome in, Jono. That grin on your face. It's ear to ear. I can't take it. But got my man Jono here to my right. We got Fish. Speaking of Fish,
happy to be here.
Speaking of Fish,
yeah.
You know what I realized?
Tell me.
We got to get with the people here. It's just still you and I on the. What do they call that? Your avatar. On our thing. It's just you and I with the
That's
beer.
Wrong.
Yeah,
That's
we got to get him in. He's full time.
I'm protesting right now.
He's full time. We got to get with somebody, get art department on the line.
Yeah, we got to get him in there.
Yeah, it's time. You're full time. You're big time now.
Hey, not only that, but some of our viewers have contacted me personally and said I'm really the hit of the show.
Oh, boy.
So you are. Just...
Well, maybe we don't need to contact the art department.
I love it. I love it. Because when you're sitting in the bleacher section, you always got guys that are rowdy, guys that are making little side bets and everything.
Oh, you think he's rowdy?
Oh, he's one of us.
Well, okay.
He's one of us. He's have a bleacher bum.
Have you ever sit in the bleachers when it's been 95 plus out there?
Oh, yeah. You get that duck butter going.
With your shirt off.
Oh,
well, I don't know about the shirt off.
You got to do it, man. It's really the only thing that makes you a bleacher bum.
Well, and
the beer and the hot dogs don't?
Well, yeah, but they are.
Okay. Well,
nachos, man, with all that jalapeno.
I'm going to leave my shirt on.
95 degree, all that sweat pouring off of you.
I'm going to leave my shirt on until I drop 50. Then I'll take it off. How about that?
Yeah, all right, cool guy.
Well, we are the Bleacher Bums. Make sure you guys check our website out, bleacherbumspodcast.com. That's where you can catch up on some of our back episodes, kind of see what's going on with us. It's where you'll find our newest episode, of course.
People are loving our show, man.
They are loving our show. And
Friends are talking, strangers coming up to us.
Well, social media is such a great thing. And @BumsPodcast is our Twitter handle. It's such a great way to see what's really going on. I say this all the time. We can go to ESPN. We can go to MLB.com, and we can kind of see. I mean, we can talk about, and we do. That's what we talk about, right? But, man, there's always some things happening in the back end of sports. Social media is just great for that. But @BumsPodcast is our Twitter handle. And, of course, Facebook.com/BleacherBumsPodcast is the way to reach us on Facebook. Keep those emails coming. Fish, obviously, likes them. info@bleacherbumspodcast.com.
You know what kind of emails I want?
Let's keep it clean.
Emails about history, about baseball. I think Fish would be outstanding answering these type of questions.
What do you think of that, Fish?
I don't know. I like it, I guess.
I mean, that damn thing you mentioned about, what's his name, a million-dollar check hanging on the wall.
Ricky Henderson.
That was unbelievable. A good story. I never even heard that one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. But so hey, we got probably lots of things happening right now. We got our playoff race, you know, we got everything. I mean, it's happening right now, right?
So I mean, yeah, but I want you to hear something first. I want you to hear this. I know you're not gonna like it. I tuned it up. Get it ready for you. What's this one, Jimbo?
This sounds eerily for This doesn't
fish? Fish? That's enough out of you, Fish. What is this sound?
Is this
you don't know either. This is the Cubs.
Cubs music.
Wait a minute. They clinched last night.
You know why I didn't recognize this? Fish, you know why we didn't recognize this.
Let's enjoy the music a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay.
Go, Cubs, go.
Hey, I'm wondering why they had 100 years to come up with this, and that's the best they can do?
Well,
really?
Here's, well, I mean, I don't hear your Cardinal song there.
Well,
what
wait,
you guys
minute.
Got some
we have
beer,
songs
some,
all the time.
15 horses out on a baseball field crapping all over the place.
Majestic Steeds, by the way. And I'm here to tell you, no doubt about it, I've not heard that song before, because how often does this happen?
Once again, all they're right. playing it. And right. they're enjoying it, well, and Chicago well, is riveted right now.
And they should be. And what they've done this year, obviously nothing short of amazing. They are just obliterating the competition. My question to you is this. As they roll into this postseason, is it good to be this far ahead and coast in?
You know what? It
I want your thoughts
hurt.
On it.
It doesn't hurt. You give your guys a rest. I'm all about it. I don't. You know what? I don't know how the hell you could. If you're a pro, you could turn it on, turn it off type of basis. That I just don't know that. You got a job to do, and you're taking a little breather. I only think it helps in baseball. You got 160 damn games. That's a lot. That's a lot of games, and now you can relax your big time players. Give a pitcher a day off there. Get the rotation a little bit. I mean, there's so many things you could do with this. On the other hand, you have the teams that are biting each other in the ass trying to get in the playoff. They're doing whatever it takes to get in.
Jimmy, you brought this up earlier, and it's interesting because the data's out there somewhere. I don't have it, but I don't think it's good. But there's no, like, turning back. You don't want to say, I want to limp into the playoffs like my beloved Cardinals are going to have to do here, if they do it at all. In
yeah,
fact.
You're not getting it.
So you want to be where the Cubs are at. There's no doubt about it. You want to be where the Cubs are at. Let's take that and roll.
Yeah.
But having said that, historically speaking, what runs through my mind, it's never been that good. It is hard.
Well, I mean, you mentioned it. I don't – you know, somebody's got data somewhere, right, that would say. But we typically see these wild card teams get in there and create havoc. And I do believe in my, you know, it's just my perspective on the whole thing. I think it is because they roll into the thing playing hard, and they got it going on. And I would disagree 100% with anybody. If you've played the game at all, it is hard to turn it on and off. You can't do it. You have to be grinding every day. And it would only stand to reason that when you're up this far and you bring up a great point, you know, you get to rest some guys, you get to set your rotation. I think the rotation part of this is the only benefit, and it is a big one. When you have the rotation that they have to say, we're going to sit here and we're going to wait on two wild card teams to play one another to play us, we're going to sit here and guess what? Whoever you throw to get into this game, you get to come in here and you get to see Lester or Arrieta or Hendricks or whoever it is. Of course, that is a benefit, but I don't know about this coasting in.
The reason they're where they are is because they've proven that they can win with any of them guys. Yes,
for
you
sure.
would like Arrieta. Yes, you would like Lester. Yes, but they can win with any of them.
For
guys.
Sure.
I just agree. I think you're right, Jimmy. I think you're onto something here that fight until the end to get into it makes you ready. It's like putting a toothpaste back in a bottle. It's like you can't put the magic back in a bottle.
Right.
Once you've let the magic escape because you're kind of coasting, it's hard to put it back.
You know, you see in the NFL, John, you're obviously, you know, you do the Cowboys podcast. You're real in tune with what's going on in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
In their belly.
Yep.
I mean, the NFL, obviously. These wild card teams get in there and they create havoc. Now, in the NFL, I think a big part of it is those teams that get that week off, to your point earlier, that's a situation where if you can get a guy a week that's been really
that's
hurting,
a big
that is
advantage.
Big time, for yeah. sure.
No, I think it plays the same role, though. I really do, because in baseball, you've got so many just joints hurting. You got the hammies tightened. I mean, just come on, just a couple days here. With another one-day rest there, I tell you what, it'll go a long way.
Who'd you say was hurting for a joint?
What somebody kind of, in the NFL.
What
is.
Kind of show you get this going? Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. It doesn't even work in football, it don't appear. Them teams
no.
that get that get yeah. ate up by wild card teams.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work in football, it's never going to work anywhere, because that is huge, giving a team a week to get guys that are beat up, rested,
baseball's
healthy.
Different, though. Baseball wild card is a lot stronger of a name than a NFL wild card. NFL wild card, I mean, you fought your ass off with a 50-50, a 500 season. You're not going to go too far. But in baseball, a wild card team can pull some strings and make something happen. We've seen it before with Frisco a couple times, actually.
Well, there's been football teams win the Super Bowl that were the wild card.
A very low percentage, though. Very low. I mean, that's not the same as the MLB. MLB, every team's got a shot in the playoffs. But in football, you see the good teams, the elite teams waiting for these wild card teams. I'm saying it's much more obvious in the major leagues that these teams hang around.
Is that why you don't – that we see more activity in Major League Baseball at a trade deadline versus in the NFL? I mean, the NFL trade deadline is virtually nothing, which surprises me. It really does. To this day, it absolutely surprises me that you have these teams. And the NFL, the way it sits, you know, you have guys banged up, you have this, and you would think depth would be such a thing, but is it – I mean, I know you have salary cap implications, which makes it really difficult there. You know, you see just a flurry of activity in the MLB. These teams grabbing these guys for this run. Is it because it's an everyday run and it's a bat and it's and they're beating each other every day?
Well, I think there's a baseball's a universal game, where I don't care what team you were playing for, you can jump in and play in another team. In football, if you're coming in at the end, there's systems to learn. Yeah. What kind of defensive schemes they run? What kind of offense they're doing? It's different. It's harder to bring a football guy in and have him ready and up to speed with what you're doing than it is a baseball guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Plus, I think, you know, on the other side of the coin of where I was going to, baseball, I mean, when you rebuild in baseball, it could take 5-6 years. In football, we've seen it. You can be struggling and not make the playoffs, and the next year, you can revamp your team fairly quickly.
Well,
there's
no doubt about that. It's a lot easier. You can go from worst to first in football a lot easier than you can in baseball.
Yeah.
But it's a baseball show.
I got to fill you guys in. I'm a little happier.
I was going to say, hey, you've had this, yeah.
You're looking really good today, Jono.
I tell you what, Fish, this is outstanding here. We just got a brand new sponsor.
What?
BetDSI.com.
Are we official?
We do have a big sponsor here, BetDSI.com. And this is a sports book, my friends. It's a sports book. It's a casino. It's a racetrack. They do horses too.
Oh my God! I'm
in heaven.
No wonder you've been smiling all
night. Well, you know what? That's how it goes. I did a little research into our new sponsor. They've been around for the last 20 years. They're top rated business, and right now they're giving us an opportunity. If we get our people out there, there's a little promo on the right corner. And if we get our people on it on the site and they hit Bums 10, they get $10 with their initial whatever they're putting
in. So you're telling me I just go in there, I sign up, I put in my Bums 10 promo code, and they put $10 in my account?
$10 into your account. How's that sound? And last night, I'm not kidding with you guys, I played Pittsburgh, I played Boston, and I played Tampa Bay last night.
In a three-game parlay or
three-game parlay. I played them in a three-game money line parlay. I found it. It was unbelievable. It's so easy to do, too. They'll say straight bet, parlay bet, whatever you want to do. And I took the parlay, and it paid me like $165.
Whoa. Now, who'd you have?
I had Pittsburgh, Boston, and Tampa.
You had Boston?
Boston. Boston came back, I know.
Hanley Ramirez is your favorite player right now.
That's what's so exciting about this sports book here at our site that we just got onto. This thing here is outstanding because you are definitely in it the whole time. And you got other games going on. Actually, I got another NFL college play. Last night I had the over on the football game on the NFL. It was like, 65 points?
Really?
And it was only 40 points on the over and under. Wow. That was done. And then I took Houston. I'm telling you right now, this BetDSI.com is outstanding, my friends. Get on it. You guys won't regret it. If you guys – okay, maybe you're not into playing sports, but guess what I did too? I went to the casino. I started off real slow. I played a little blackjack, played a dollar here, dollar there. It was fun. It's a good time to just get away from everything. If your wife and kids aren't home, God, this is the best site to be at for me.
So you're telling me I can just sit on my couch and play blackjack?
It's unbelievable. I kid you not. This BetDSI is the real deal, and right now we are getting a promo. They're giving us a promo, Bums 10. Bums 10, and you get $10 on your – I don't know how you could go wrong here. If you like sports, this is where you got to be. And casino – Racebook, whatever. Oh, you're right there. You're in Las Vegas.
Are you going to bet ponies with them? I know you love the ponies.
Are you kidding me? I own ponies, so why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I go to this site now?
Hey, I'm telling you right now, folks, I have not seen Jono this excited.
I'm jumping around.
Since they were giving out free lunches in high school. I mean, I have not seen this man this excited.
I remember that with the lunch card.
I'm telling you, if for no other reason than how excited he is. It is worth taking a look at.
BetDSI.com, Fish. Let's tell people about it. Get on there, bum 10, hit that bums 10 on the promo, and bingo, you got $10 into your account, right, and you're making a lot of nice plays out there. And you know what? Occasionally, if you guys email me about my picks or whatever, I'll gladly give them to you guys. I love
doing
this. Stuff
I was
going like
to say,
that.
Does this mean you're going to go back to your prognosticating days? Because you are the Ocho Man.
You know what? I enjoy this. I've heard a lot of people while I played against them, but now I don't have to worry about anything like that. This is a credible site. They're going to pay on time right then and there. I mean, whatever you need, they got customer service ready for you.
Wait a minute.
I don't know how you could go wrong.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. He's shutting me down.
I'm figuring something out here. Everything's starting to add up here. Yesterday, we were sitting around the office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. You look over at me and you say, "Hey, Jimbo, who you like in that Yankees-Boston game?" And I said, "The Yankees." And then you said, "Who you like in that Pirates-Phillies game?" And I said, "Well, I love the Phillies. They're at home."
Yeah.
And then, wait a minute. Hang on.
What are you doing here? You're telling people don't play whatever you like?
I told you I like. You took a three-game parlay and took every opposite team I picked.
That's not the first time I've done that with you, though. I've done that with NHL, and these guys will have NHL, too, at BetDSI.com whenever that season comes around, too. So whatever this guy likes, just bet the opposite, my friends, and I will let you guys know what the hell he likes, and we bet the opposite.
So you bet $10, won $170. Does that mean I'm going to get a taste of
that? No, I didn't bet $10. No, I bet like $25.
Okay, $25. You won $170. Am I in for half of that then?
Why not? Let's get everybody in on it.
All right, here we go.
Isn't this a three-way cut?
Three-way. Brian, you want in on this?
Hey, you folks need to listen, because I'm telling you, if there's one thing Jono knows a lot about, it's about losing money. And you need to jump in this thing.
You prick, you. I just told you I won. What the hell am I telling you here?
I meant winning money.
Winning. It's all about winning at the site at BetDSI.com.
That is awesome. So my guess would be is that we have a whole lot of people in the Chicago area going to be betting the Cubs here at BetDSI.
And they got future bets on this, too.
Yeah, that's good.
World Series, playoffs, all that. I checked that out as well.
So speaking of that, you've mentioned on the show our guy, and I don't know who he is, the guy that bet. How much did he bet his life savings on the Cubs?
I think he put his $250,000, he pulled everything out of it. And God bless him, because the stock market's going to hell right now anyway. So the Cubs, that may be the best play.
I was going to ask you, how you liking his bet now?
I love his bet.
You love his bet right now?
Hey, it takes a lot of balls for a guy to take his life savings, even though the Cubs look good going in this thing, and place all your money on the Cubs.
Well, you know what he's thinking, though, Fish? He's thinking, you know what? If I lose, I'll work the front door at Walmart. Aisle 8. Thank you for coming in. Go to aisle 8. Aisle 7. Aisle 6. Whatever you need to go. But you know what? The guy's happy. The guy's happy, and I don't think he's going to have any convictions after this.
Thinking all Cub fans are happy about right now.
I was going to say, it was a party.
There's no Cub fan that laid down $250,000 on him.
In true Cub fashion, though, they back in last night. They can't win against Milwaukee.
It doesn't matter.
That's
really
true Cub fashion.
It doesn't matter.
I got to find something negative to say about the Cubs. I'm a Cardinal fan.
All right,
for
whatever.
Pete's sake.
Yeah, Cardinals. You took it on the chin again. Yeah, didn't
again.
I tell you about Frisco?
Yeah,
I've been
did.
Telling you
You've
about Frisco the whole time, and Frisco's taking over again. It's that big-time horse, a 2-1 horse from the outside, and here he comes again.
Hey, I know everybody's excited about the Cubs, and I guess as well they should be, but are they going to be able to handle Washington when we get rolling farther in the playoffs?
Washington's nothing, man. Are you kidding me? Washington always has problems.
I'll tell you what. If Strasburg's out, if he's out.
They're always the same Washington team.
So you're still going to go. So you're San Francisco guy.
I'm still on San Francisco's bandwagon here. I still think San Francisco will have something to say on this Cubs whirly tornado.
Spit it out, man.
Tornado, hurricane, whatever you want to call this. I still think the road goes through Frisco.
Wow.
Well, that says a lot, but I will say with Bochy as the manager, they got a lot of guys that have played with this team for
and
the last
they know
five
it.
Or 6 years. Yeah, they would be scary.
They would. I mean, they know, and they look at the Cubs and like, dude, come on. You're going to have to go through us. That's bottom line. That's it. Well, they're not intimidated. It's not like a Mike Tyson walking in a ring here and scaring everybody. These guys aren't going to be intimidated.
Having said that, the Giants do got to get in, and they're not playing very well either right now.
They're one plus on the wild card now.
Well, because they got some good medicine getting to play the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
not sure San Francisco can beat the Mets in a one-game playoff, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
San Francisco against who?
The Mets.
Are you crazy?
Well, Cueto looked good last night, didn't
he? He did look good.
Oh, for the love of God.
But you're going to have to – I'm sure if it lines itself up, you're going to have to beat that beast, Syndergaard, and let me tell you, it's no easy task.
Well,
no easy task.
In any case.
Did you see where he's at with the wave and everything and kids and
– Mm-mm.
I don't know exactly how it went down, but he's got this big thing going on with the waves, and he said that there's like a 78% chance that if your kid's involved in the wave, that he's going to be a poor student. He's going to be
the wave. What do you mean the wave?
You mean like when you're in the stands?
The stadium. The kind of.
Are you kidding me? That's as Americana as you could get. What the hell's wrong with this guy? You know what? Everything's gone to hell now, Jimbo. People won't stand up for the national anthem. Now they're saying don't do the wave. The only thing I don't like doing the wave about is when you get up, you toss the beer around, and the nachos are flying around everywhere. You can't do that. And my ass is not fitting out of that seat quite well, too. But that's why we're in the bleacher section.
That is why we're in the bleacher section. Well, it is a race. I mean, the Cardinals do sit one game back. They're and not playing well. That one game looks more daunting. But the reality of it is, if they take two of these next three from San Francisco, which is a tall task, but they're not going to see Bumgarner, okay? So, you know, two of the next three is not impossible, okay? If they can do that, they're still in it. The Mets have the easiest schedule. We know that. Miami, they've just fallen off. Four back. Are they out?
Nah, they're out.
They out?
I think going back to Frisco, I think the one guy that saves Frisco, and you guys aren't even going to believe this, but I think it's Pence. I think Pence always – during this time, boy, that guy comes out to play. And when he comes to play, it ignites the entire – have you noticed Posey? When Posey gets things going, it still doesn't ignite anything. But
he's
when you get Pence,
guy.
When you get Pence going, he's like Lenny Dykstra of the old Phillies, man. They rally around Pence. And once Pence gets it going, he carries that flag, man.
Well,
and right now he's doing it.
They love him there. And I'll tell you what, if you only got to see him for one game, you'd cut him. You look at him and say, this is unorthodox.
I know.
It seems like he goes about everything wrong, back in a fly ball, but yes, he is effective, and yes, they do
love
him.
He can't even throw the ball. I don't think he throws like a little girl. But
hey, have we counted everybody out but the Cardinals, the Mets, and the Giants? Have we gotten there yet?
Well, that's what I said. I mean, I think Miami's – man, I don't see it. I mean, Miami, you know, they went through that stretch of bad baseball.
I know you said it. I was just clarifying. We got to the point
Pittsburgh,
where
Pittsburgh, I think's out. The injuries there are mounting. Pittsburgh, I think's out. I think we're down to a three horse race here, and you know, I can't do it. I can't say my Cardinals are out. Listen.
Well, you better not. You got your own show.
Hang on. As bad as they played, they're still in this thing. If they get a run, which they're capable of, they're capable of winning 6 or 7.
Yeah,
well, those three teams are definitely still in it. But, Jimmy, hey, I'm a Cardinal guy too. But if you look at it, man, the Cardinals and their pitching, I mean, my God.
Yeah.
It's just, where do you go with that? I mean, Jaime Garcia goes to the pin and they're throwing Reyes now. And
well, I will say, bold move. I'm not going to call it desperate because it's the right move. But it's a surprising move because it's not in their nature. But, you know, typically they'll stick with the guy. But, man, it tells you that they know they're in trouble. And, you know, we were talking about it doing some stuff last night, and John brought up, we also, you know, we're located here in St. Louis, so we do a Cardinal podcast dedicated just to Cardinal fan. And, you know, we were engaged with a lot of people last night because, you know, we had Wainwright on the mound, and he hasn't been great this year. But, Fish, you've brought up numerous times that there's one guy you think can go out and figure it out, it's Waino. And, man, I don't know what to say. I can't remember the last time he buckled somebody with a 12-6 curveball.
Right.
When's the last time that happened?
It's been a while.
So,
but it's so much deeper because Wainwright is the guy that we know that we need. But, man, that whole thing, that whole rotation's a mess. And then you even get the bullpen and they don't play great defense. They don't move guys around. You know, I don't know. I love the Cardinals, but, man.
Well, Jerko's been good for them offensively.
Who would name their kid Jerko, by the way?
Well, it's his last name. It's not his fault.
Oh, okay.
But how is that guy our short? I mean, I say this stuff all the time. I do like him, but I say this all the time. We are the St. Louis Cardinals. How is Jed Jerko our starting shortstop?
Well, because he keeps hitting you home runs, and that's the kind of guy you can't take out of the lineup. When have you had ever
I don't
want to
take him out of the lineup. I don't want to take him out of the lineup. But I want to put him over to third base. He can't play shortstop.
What do you do with your third baseman?
Hey, did you see
Peralta's that? He needs to have a seat.
Did you see that play he made last night? Diving up the middle?
Yeah, falling
kind
over.
Kind of rolling. Oh, you know, most of them real slick fielders grab it and they whip it out of their with their glove.
Whip it out.
He just kind of rolls it along the dirt, makes the guy pick it up off the ground.
Everybody was talking about that. I'm sitting there going, you know, that's great, and I don't want to dog the guy, but that should have been a double play.
Probably, but you still got to like it, Jimmy, because a guy like me is looking at it and say, hey, I can do that.
Well, let's not get crazy.
What a showdown last night, though. Traditional type of teams. Boston and the Yanks.
Yeah,
my friends, this is what basketball was with the Sixers and the Celtics. Now you're talking Boston Yanks. This is old-time game here,
well,
man.
It's been an amazing journey. I mean, the Yankee journey's been amazing this year, right? I mean, we think about our teams that we like. I mean, obviously the Reds aren't worth talking about.
No, they're not.
Okay, the Cardinals.
But you're going to be watching.
I understand.
Just with me, too.
The journey the Yankees have been on this year. They had the A-Rod fiasco. They've got the retiring Teixeira. Okay? They got all this stuff they've done. They got these guys, you know, is Sabathia okay? Can he pitch? Can he not? They've went through all this stuff. They finally get to the trade deadline and say, you know what, we're sellers. And they get rid of Chapman. They get rid of Miller. They get rid of all these guys.
We talked about this.
I know. And look at this. I mean, they are that loss last night. Man, they were right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a game. They're right in the wild card hunt.
Right.
Amazing sometimes what youth can do to the movement. It's amazing. And, you know.
And you're only building upside to this, too.
Sure. I mean, these kids are learning on the job here. This is a big deal for them.
They're taking on, they're making a run at this, and no one expected this. Even the organization didn't expect this. They just said, let's get some works out of these kids, and next year we're going to be contenders. This year they're showing that, hey, you know what, we're going to play.
If you're a Yankee fan, you got to feel really good about your team. And
great minor league system.
Well, think about this. They've got all this young talent. They've gotten rid of this guy and this guy. If they want to, they'll go out and get a guy this year and say, hey, we're going to give you guys some help. We're going to go get a guy. I tell you what, they add one or two guys of that. They get a pitcher. They get a hitter to go along with that young talent. They're going to be right back in this thing.
How could you be where the Yankees are at in a playoff run here and you've gotten rid of Miller and Chapman?
It's amazing. I mean,
that's crazy. Now, well, think of the Cardinals.
And Betances has been great for them. They had him tabbed for this until last night, which is a shame because he's been great. And you know,
not that big of a shame. I won.
Well, no. It's good. I'm happy for you. Yankee fans not real happy, though. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. You know, that's also because I was sitting over here thinking about the Cubs and their young talent, lots of it.
Sure.
A lot of it comes from the manager. Joe Maddon has them guys relax. He gets them to play hard. He does all that crazy crap. But do you think of Girardi? I, from everything I've ever seen this guy, even as a player, there's no way I'd want to play for Joe Girardi.
Why not?
Why?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
You know,
spit it out.
Like a horse's ass. I mean, he's always like antagonistic. He's always got a modifier and change what you're saying. If you're a reporter, I wouldn't want to play for him.
Well, we had the.
I got a rebuttal on this one.
All right, go ahead.
I think that he is a player's type of coach. He's seen A-Rod not performing. He's seen A-Rod maybe doing. Now I'm all for the guy because before I was like, you know what? When A-Rod was there, what were they doing? They couldn't get anything going. He's in the dugout. The guys, everyone's looking at him like, A-Rod needs to be in the game. They're more worried about A-Rod than the winning out on the game, winning out on the field. And I think right now he's got the team in a mechanic type of way to where they're all believing in themselves and playing as one. It was like a dot-to-dot, and it always stopped at A-Rod. And now the whole damn thing's put together. I think this is the perfect jockey to take this horse for next year. If they don't make it this year, they will definitely be in it next year.
That's a bold statement.
Well, I'm saying they got the young talent. Yeah.
They got the young talent. And I didn't say Girardi didn't know what he was doing, wasn't a good manager. I just wouldn't want to play for him. Seems like you look at Maddon. Hell, he's bringing goats to the damn field, and he doing crazy stuff, which I don't buy in all of that, but he's doing fun stuff. Girardi ain't doing none of that.
Time out on that.
It's all business.
All right, if you're going to say that,
it's hard to have fun with Girardi.
If Madden's got what Girardi's got, it'd be a different story too. I mean, he's not going to bring goats out on the field in New York, all right? Yeah, these guys are working their asses off in New York trying to get where they're at. In Chicago, he's got a team that's been spoon-fed. They're all million, 10, 15, 20, $30 million players. These guys should have a goat running around the goddamn field.
Hey, wasn't Rodriguez a goat? They were bringing him out on the field all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's just a different type of chemistry on this food that we're making here. One's a lot more serious, and the other one, oh, he could throw goats or do whatever the hell he wants because he's on top. He's got the army to do it with. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think it matters. Your point, the army that you have playing for you, but I would say this: like we had the incident the other night. I don't know if you saw it or not, but in the Cubs Cardinals game, Hendricks had a no hitter going, and it gets broken up with a home run, and everybody's trying to figure out what's going on because Madden blows his top because Joe West, who's always got to put himself in the game somehow, is going to not allow the Cubs to stall a little bit to get Chapman in the game. And Joe Madden, what I like about him is instead of just taking it and figuring it out, he says, hell with you. And he comes out there and he says, that's bullshit. And let me tell you something. If people don't
What's bullshit about it? I don't know.
Because it happens in every other baseball game.
Tell me what happened, though.
Okay, it's a no-hitter. Hendricks has a no-hitter. He goes into the ninth inning.
And
of course, they send him back out. The very first batter hits a home run off him.
Okay.
So the catcher is going to go out to the mound.
Okay.
The players are coming in. And besides the fact that they're going to go, hey, it's all right, nice job. Okay?
Wrap it up.
And they're going to let Chapman throw a few pitches here and bring him in.
Right.
Right? Joe West grabs a catcher, says, you ain't going out there. Get back here. Throw a pitch. Let's go. So Joe Madden says, what are you doing? He yells out of the dugout, and the guy says, we're playing ball. We're not stalling. Now, let me tell you something. This game has been going on forever. This has happened how many times in the history of baseball? It don't matter if the score is 1-0, 10-0. This is what these guys do. It's been going on forever, but this guy doesn't allow him to do it. So instead of sitting back and just complaining about it, Joe Madden says, F you. And runs out there and gets into it with Joe West and essentially accomplishes what he wanted to do in the first place. And if you watch those Cubs players, when Madden got booted and Hendricks come out the field, they love him. And hey, that is a big part of it.
Madden certainly won that because you're right. He accomplished what he started out with is to get time for his guy to warm up. And he got that by arguing with him. But, you know, I've watched baseball for a long time, man, and I can't remember that happening. You're telling me as a catcher I can't go out?
Yeah.
No, the umpire's always come out and break it up.
They do, but they give you about 30 seconds. They give you 20 seconds.
You said Jimmy before he even got out of the front of the batter's box.
He grabs him.
He's saying, come back here. And then when Madden, he's trying to wave him off, and I've never really seen that.
And they showed Madden. He was yelling at him, going, he had a no-hitter. They're not going to let him. I mean, it was – and let me tell you something. A lot of managers would just sit there and say, okay, well, you know, and scramble around. What are we going to do? We got to get Chapman in this game. And let me tell you, I loved it. If I was a player, I would have loved it. If I was a player, and Fish, you brought up Girardi. I don't know enough about him, I guess. That's who I'd want to play for. I'd want to play for a guy that I felt like was in it with me.
Oh, he's in it with you.
Okay, that was going to defend me. Right, wrong, or indifferent, okay, would defend me. And then if he wants to bust my ass in the clubhouse when the door is shut, that's fine.
I probably didn't make this real clear, and I'm not trying to crawfish on this one, but I think what I really meant was he's just not a kind of guy that you would think you'd have a lot of fun playing for. So, i.e., the Yankees have all this young talent.
Okay, I
now,
see
you
where
took
you're
the
going.
Giants,
no, I see where
if
you're
you
going.
Took the Giants right now, okay. Of course, they're not getting rid of Bochy, but if you took the Giants right now, he would be a great manager because you got veterans. You got guys that, hey, I know how to handle this, irregardless of what Girardi's yelling about in the clubhouse or whatever. He doesn't seem like he'd be much fun to play for. And when you get all these young guys, man, you got to have fun. Well, yes, it's a business and all of that, but you got to have fun.
Oh, I hear you.
Having fun's what it's all about, Jimbo and Fish. And if you guys want to have more fun, buy some stuff on Amazon. You could always buy jerseys, get ready for playoff time. I mean, your teams are all in it.
You've got money to spend.
I got some money to spend. I got $150, $160 to put on.
It keeps
anything.
Going down. Have you noticed that, Fish? It was
here it is.
I'm just wondering if you lost a bet while we're sitting here. That's all.
Jimbo, this is how it works. The 25 initial bet
comes
with that territory as well. So in any case, if you guys want to spend some cash and you're on Amazon, why not go through BleachersBumpPodcast.com first, and then you could go on our site. And go on Amazon. It'll be on your right-hand side. And just click on there. You won't see us again. Spend whatever you want to spend. Buy whatever you want to. I mean, there's still people golfing in November in St. Louis. Can you believe that?
Well, I'm ready to play some golf.
I can't wait.
We're not playing golf today because it's going to rain.
Yeah, I love that, by the way. You're not golfing today.
I know. You're happy about that. nobody's golfing here today, so if you want to catch up on some back episodes and be in tune with what we're doing, the best way to do it is just to subscribe. It is free. It's the easiest thing to do. Go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or any major podcast outlet. Just click that subscribe button. Also gives you an opportunity to leave us a review and a rating. I've told people that, like some of my friends that want to subscribe to the show, the easiest way to do it, to be honest with you, is just go to bleacherbumspodcast.com. When you pull up the site, it's going to be right there on your right. And it's easy for you because depending on what kind of phone you have, what kind of device you use, you just click on it. It'll take you right where you need to go. You subscribe. Boom. You got it.
On your cell phones, though, I think you have to scroll all the way down.
All the way down, yeah. For sure. And you know what? It's being part of Lineup Media Group. Okay, the lineupmedia.fm, they've done all this for us. They've created the website. They've helped us get the show on the air. Just a quality organization to be a part of. Great shows. Mm-hmm. Very happy to be doing the Cardinal show, which we do every Monday and Friday, right after we do Bleacher Bums. So I kind of get the juices going, me and Fish, with talking MLB. And then we get to go on and really focus on what our real love is, and that's our Cardinals. And right now our love is deflating. But it is
But if
great.
You guys don't want to listen to the Cardinal stuff, which I don't, I'm not a big fan of, but you guys are out there listening to baseball, there's a lot more other shows out there on lineupmedia.fm. Whatever floats your boat. I think we covered every angle, don't we?
I mean, if they're not getting there overnight, it's happening almost that fast because it seems like there's new shows every day. NFL season's going. You've got your Cowboys podcast, which I know you're really enjoying doing.
Love it.
You're getting a lot of great feedback on that. I've been seeing a lot of people. Well, you know what? Your Cowboy fan base is like
the Cardinal Nation.
A little bit
bigger, but you know what?
I was going to say it's probably a little more broad, of course.
And you know what, fellas? I like to do this today, if possible. Like every time we got a sponsor now, BetDSI. Maybe I could give a 3-game parlay before we leave this place. Give our fans 3 games that I like tonight.
I have enjoyed all the responses that we have received from our listeners. Now, if you start gigging these guys with bad picks, and we get people,
I'm going to give them good picks.
You get people coming in here and saying, "Hey, what's that, John?"
Because
I've enjoyed
me.
It. Hey, I want to say, you know, these other two guys working here with me today know that I'm not that tech savvy yet, but
dude, I love you. Are you kidding me? You're tech savvy as they come.
I've gotten on this media group that stuff and help me out there with all my names, Jimmy. I'm getting tongue tied, but
you're all right. Lineupmedia.fm.
The Lineup Media stuff. There are so many good shows out there, and what I love about this podcast stuff is you don't got to sit around listening to 45 minutes of crap you don't want to hear. You go right there and you download your Cowboy show or your Cardinal show and listen to only stuff you want to listen. It is neat business, man. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And even our producer, he's got a show about
the sound, music.
Every angle we cover here at lineupmedia.fm.
I got to ask you a question, though. If you're going to start giving us plays, how's this going to work? Are you going
to. What are you talking about? I say betdsi.com.
No,
we got a 3-game parlay.
Yeah, but are you going to go to break and then you're going to lean over and say, "Hey, Jimbo, who do you like tonight?" And then tell the people to take the opposite? Is that how it's going to go?
I got a scouting report.
The Jimbo scouting report. I see how it works. I know.
Anyway, it's a great season of baseball, and I think the Cubs, going back to the Cubs, I think it's a great villain type of lineup. It's a kind of a playoff team that you're going to like to see. Every batter stepping up has got some history behind it, something behind the Cubs players. I think it's going to be beautiful. Whoever takes on are they going to be viewed as the villains, or are they going to be – I mean, now when – I'm saying, in my mind, it's going to be Frisco and the Cubs. How is the public going to – react to this? Who are they going to be on?
That's interesting because, you know, as you sit here in Cardinal land like we are, they're going to be villains. I mean,
they shouldn't be. They're representing the NL Central. That's the way I look at it.
I've always looked at it that way.
You've asked this question. I don't care who they're representing. I'm telling you they're going to be villains here in Cardinal Nation.
For sure.
But if you go more nationally, there may be a lot different spin on this thing. About people loving
the lovable losers. I like that. Losers.
It would be also nice for them to win something so we quit hearing about this shit.
You think it's as big as when Boston won it?
I think it'll be bigger. And that's a great point because Boston went from 1918 or whatever it was. Cubs have been 1908. somehow Boston's had more success in there. Like, you know, they were
close.
75 in the series, you know, 1975. Where the Reds, yeah, the Cubs have literally been since 1945, since they've been in the World Series, in 1908 since they won the damn thing. So I think it's going to be bigger.
They chased that poor bastard out of town that was trying to catch a ball in the foul.
And no one
brings up that damn shortstop, the play after. Well, he bobbles it up and everything.
So who throws out the opening pitch if they win the World Series next year? Bartman or the guy that bet the 250? Who throws out the opening pitch on opening day?
That ought to be on our –
it won't be Bartman because they've reached out to him and tried to get him to come back and do stuff, and he's not having any of it.
Yeah,
so it's not going to be him.
That's just because they ain't offered the right price yet. They get the right price.
The guy said, "I don't want to be bothered." ESPN wanted to interview him and so forth. He ran right to his car. He's like, "Dudes, I'm tired of this. I just want to be left alone. I just came to a ball game just to."
What an embarrassment too. This guy was a loyal Cubs fan.
He loved the Cubs.
He didn't do anything.
They don't even
more
like
than
sitting in that
do.
Chair that he sat in.
It's unreal.
Man,
unreal.
We've talked about this, Jimmy. This guy was literally sitting there. God only knows what he paid for the seats. But he's sitting there with headphones on so he can listen to the radio broadcast of the game. He's got his Cubs hat pulled over his eyes like a 12-year-old little kid. I love it. You've got it, man. This guy was like the ultimate Cub fan. And they, like John O said, they run him out of town. I see where they're at with the kind. I mean, they think that he interfered with them going to the World Series and da-da-da-da. Man, that's tough.
I don't even think he even lives in Chicago anymore. Didn't he have to move?
No, he moved to Florida.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Went down to Florida.
That's
Florida.
Unbelievable.
But that's where you go. That's where you escape. It's like that thing, that limp penis that – that's a state that just – no, everyone just goes down there.
I don't talk about a limp penis.
I don't know. I've never had that problem. Having said that, because I don't know anything about that problem. Having said that, yeah, I think all the mobsters go to Florida after they run them out. I think Florida is an escape place.
All the ones that are all washed up and
that
are
Arizona.
All old,
they go to Arizona, too.
Arizona and Florida.
Hey, you know what? I've said this 100 times, and I'm going to say it 101. I used to really like Moises Alou. He was one of my favorite players.
Till that?
He owes that guy an apology. I sure hope he wrote him a damn check.
You know what? I totally agree with
Unbelievable.
You. Unbelievable. No one, and you know who?
Yeah, but what did Alou do that was so bad? Did
just
he act
over the top, looking up at him, acting, you know.
Jimmy, he didn't know all the ramifications of this. He was caught up in the moment also.
Oh, and I'm okay
now,
with that.
Now, if he said something after the fact, I don't remember. But if he did, that may make a difference. He's caught up in the moment, man.
And I'm okay with that. I get that part. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, it's after the fact now, and he realizes what's happened. It was a very simple fix.
You know who loves that,
though? Real simple fix for Moises Alou to say, hey. Real simple fix for a lot of guys to go out and say, wait a minute. This guy didn't lose a game for us. Shortstop should have said, I let the ball go through my legs.
The
reliever should have said, we didn't shut this thing down. And then we didn't come back out the next night and take care of business. You know what's interesting? We talk about a major event in Cardinal history when Dankinger robbed the Cardinals of a World Series. The bottom line is, I get that, and that was horrible. And if there's replay today, the Cardinals have another World Series just to tack on to the ones we already have, unlike Cub Nation. But
you got to land a shot, don't you?
We had another night to go out and get it done with our guy, and we couldn't do it.
We did. You're right. So here's where we're at with this then. Have you forgiven Dinkinger? Because if you've heard Dinkinger, he's been kind. He said, hey, look, and in retrospect, I seen what you've seen. I blew the call. I'm sorry. But he's said all the right things. I haven't forgiven him.
I'm
a grown man now.
I have been, I guess.
Very good point.
I'm going to say that I've been fortunate because it was an interesting thing. I attended an event. You've heard Jono and I talk on here that we attended an event through SLU Baseball last year where the Bruce Fleming spoke. The year before that, Darren had Whitey Herzog and Dankinger on stage together. It's an amazing amount of admiration they both have for one another, which I think that's everybody realizes that now in baseball. And, you know, if you look, the guy's resume was fantastic. He was a unbelievable umpire. He blew a call.
Would this have happened, though, this future lovey-dovey type of thing, if Herzog doesn't win another World Series?
Well, it was lovey he didn't win another World Series.
I mean, he did have a World Series under his belt, is what I'm saying. Okay, that plays a big role.
I think
where
you were going was, are they lovey dovey if Whitey doesn't get in the Hall of Fame? Because everybody said if he had another World Series title, he'd have been a shoe in, and he waited a long time to get in. The the fact of the matter is the answer to that question is yes, they would be fine, because many years leading up to Herzog finally getting in the Hall of Fame and his just due, there were many times where they were at golf events together doing things. They went to each other's fundraisers and things like that.
Who cares?
It's all lovey-dovey. Okay?
Hey, I got another hypothetical question here. Who was the shortstop for the Cubs then?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because we have never forgiven, as a public, Buckner giving that ball right through his crotch there. Now, if that thing does not happen out in left field with our poor Schleprock, who reached out to grab the ball. Yeah. If he doesn't do that, and the
Alex Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Gonzalez is the only one in Chicago that's very damn happy about our guy here in the stands, that he feels that I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook. No one even remembers me. I'm just a shortstop. No one remembers my name. I'm just a shortstop. How about that? I mean, honest to God, let's talk about that for a second.
It took some pressure off, no doubt.
Hell yeah, it took pressure off. This is like old Bill getting a Hummer here.
You know the
He just goes to war. He just goes to war with Serbia, and everything with the Hummer is forgotten again. They were going to impeach the guy.
The thing is, and this is, I don't know, some interesting perspective here, but I have forgiven Buckner. I mean, hey, I'm not a crying type of guy, but to listen to Buckner talk about that and see how much that hurts that man – it's changed his life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it bothered him. It has hurt Bill Buckner. I guess I'm sensitive enough. I've forgiven Bill Buckner. I have not forgiven Don Dinkinger.
I have not forgiven Jackie Smith for dropping that ball in the end zone that Roger
You hold
tossed.
A grudge.
We give that to you.
But that was a bad throw. That was a bad throw.
That was a beautiful throw.
He was a Cardinal.
I don't care.
We give him,
what are you talking about? Are you insane? I don't even want to talk. Don't get in an argument with me over that. It hit
a bad
numbers. Are you insane?
How do you define bad throw? I don't know.
No, he's just making bullshit up. He's trying to stir me up.
It's a throw that Jackie Smith and the likes of him catch every other time. It wasn't the best of throws.
It was a perfect throw. We could watch it day in, day out. It was a perfect throw, and I confronted Jackie about this. I went up to him. I shook his hand. I said, I have forgiven you now, and I'm a Cowboy fan. And he just pulled his hand away and walked away.
Somebody said he's got hands as big as your head. I've never met the man personally.
You're lucky he didn't smack the piss out of
him. I wish he would. I would have sued him. I would have taken more out of him.
You know, you're one of those guys.
Yeah. Don't be coming around knocking me around because you dropped the ball there.
But if you're the aggressor, if you get to smack around some Schleprock, maybe they sue you.
I don't smack around anybody. Yeah, you drop my beer. I say, buy me another beer. You're not going to buy me another beer. You know what? I guess I got a little problem with you.
Talk about a cursed franchise. That was Gonzalez's. That was only his 11th error the whole year playing shortstop.
Really?
Yeah, pretty good player.
But see, it's all them stars aligning that always make these things big deals. You know, if all these things didn't play into that, then the Bartman thing wouldn't be a big deal. But it is a big deal because all them other things, like St. Gonzalez only spent 11 years all year. And there you go. But it's huge.
Well,
To
hear Gonzalez talk about it as I did some quick investigative work over here.
That is good stuff you just pulled.
Kind of interesting how his opinion on the whole thing was, is he really didn't take that much gruff from Cub fan.
Yeah.
He says, he goes, you know what, most fans, you know, realize that, you know, I played well and didn't do anything. I've never really had any issue and you know.
This guy in the stands had issues.
I know,
huh?
Isn't that amazing? That's what I'm saying.
While you were looking that up, that's where Jono was going, saying that Bartman took all the mojo
all the
off it because hey, this Bartman guy, I'm telling you, I said this earlier, but I got to say it again. You see this poor little guy.
Oh, it's unreal.
You know, and he's not some big, massive. Oh. He's just got this whole little kid-look mentality.
Unreal.
He's got this hat pulled over his head. He's got the headphones on. They were throwing beer and hot dogs. They had to rush him out of the stadium via, like, trickery. They dressed him up. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed him up as an usher. They did. They took his Cubs
stuff to get
him out of there. And then he slept with let me get this real clear. He slept at the house of one of the, like, the head usher lady or the lady in charge of the.
Right.
So they sneak him out of there. They don't know what they're going to do with him. He's like, we got this really hot commodity right now. We got to do something like the mob. What are we going to do?
Because people are going to figure out where he lives. He can't go home.
He stayed with this woman overnight. Again, not sleeping with her, but at her home.
We got
it. And so Well, hey, I got children out there listening to this stuff, John. Unlike you, I can't be making all these Limp Bizkit innuendos. So, I don't know. It's tough. But to play that back through my mind, it is tough. Of course, I love the guy. I love the guy that he did it because I hate the Cubs. But that's tough, man. I mean, this guy at his deathbed will be – that's what he'll be remembered for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding.
Of course, I won't be remembered for anything. So he's got something going.
Can you imagine what was going through his head that night as he lays at this place, this lady's house? He's laying there. I mean,
and she comes out with a negligee.
Well, that's not where Fish wanted to go with
this.
And
he's like, I don't want to do that. I just want to go home.
Hey, it's like I said about Buckner. I don't know that he knew that night the impact that this thing was going to continue to have. But as it goes on, you're saying, my God, this guy's got it tough. And he is now, like I said, he won't even talk to reporters about it. It's tough.
Yeah.
He moved to Florida.
Well, what is interesting about, like, we talk about those three events and how they've impacted history of baseball, right? All teams had the next night to get it done. They couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Boston, all of them. I don't know. I think it's amazing. I am really intrigued, though, to see if the whole lovable loser Cub thing can be broken this year, because I
want to see how the public interprets the Cubs in the playoffs.
Right.
I want to see how we feel about this pompous team. I know they haven't won, and God knows, who the hell cares?
But are they the big bully? I mean, they're so far out
in
front.
You don't look at them now as the old innocent Cubs. You're looking at these guys as a team that's equipped with arsenal of weapons. And now you're looking at, actually now I'm looking at the Giants going, you know what? I like the underdog Giants now. I like an underdog team. This whole country has been based on underdogs.
See, here's what's going to – what is going to happen here, John? Because the one thing that Madden has given these guys, no doubt about, is a swagger.
Yeah.
Something the Cubs ain't never had, even when they had Ernie Banks, even when they had Ryan Sandberg. They've never – this team's got a swagger. This team's got a confidence. You're going to have to come out and beat this team. Because I do not think this team, whether it's the rest or whatever, Jimmy, that this team's going to roll over for you.
Okay, but does the public interpret them as an underdog, or do they interpret them as a bully?
That's what I said earlier. That's a tough one for me, because I can only see what I know here in Cardinal Nation, and I'm telling you, they're a bully, they're a villain, they're all that stuff. But I think if you go broader out, they might be liked. They're not here.
Hey, before we conclude this, what do we got going this weekend? Any games standing out for you guys out there?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think, you know, the Cubs – or not the Cubs, the Cardinals and Giants is the big one. I mean, it's right. Going to play a big role in what happens here. I mean, we've got – you know, we're going to have if the Cardinals can win 2 or 3, it'll be a 500 split, right? I mean, the 2-2, they'll be right back where they started, but – you know, I got to believe the Cardinals got to win 2 of the next 3, or they're going to come out of there with their tail.
Well,
Mets are at home against the Twins.
Can there be any changes over the weekend?
Well, you would anticipate
– American and national.
Well, you would anticipate the Mets handling their business against the Twins. And, you know, the Mets are sitting there going, I'm fine with a split out of those two and create a little separation, give us a little breathing room. But, I just see that being – it's going to be a tough one for sure. I mean,
yeah, but it may be – harder to beat the Twins at this point than you think, Jimmy. Because we said the same thing about the Cubs getting a rest. Is that favorable, unfavorable? You would have to think, yes, everything's working right for them, that the Cubs are getting a rest when they need to get guys healthy, whatever. That doesn't always work. Same thing. Yes, if you look at the Mets compete for a playoff spot, playing against the Twins, no-brainer. But it doesn't always work that way.
No, that's true. I mean, they still got to play the game, for sure.
And it's nutcracking time, because this is no longer, as we talked about a month ago, there are 30 games left. There aren't. We just got, 12 games left? What is it, 12, 14?
Somewhere in that range, of course.
Mm-hmm. There's no more times to go on. We can't go 2-8 and think we're still going to compete.
Right. And then the other series, it obviously kicked off last night with the amazing ending. That made you so very happy. Okay, obviously.
And rich.
What, we have the Yankees in Boston going at it all weekend. I mean,
Yankees, how beautiful is that? Well, that's as Americana as you can get.
Yankees are going to have to win the next three now after last night, probably, to give themselves
a good
shot.
Yeah, you don't even have to promote that one. Yeah. I mean, that's the Yankees and the Red Sox.
For sure.
Roll them
for
out
sure.
there.
That's hatred. That's like the Cowboys, that's Sixers.
You know what? I don't even know why I looked at this, but just to make sure, it's the Sunday night game on ESPN. I mean, that could be a really big one.
Hey,
sure.
One thing I do have a problem with was what Jimmy said about a minute ago about Mets playing Minnesota. I want to stick to National League, play National League this late in the season now.
I agree with that.
You did your American League during the All-Star break and all that. Leave it at that. Let's not spread it out this far. This is getting ridiculous. Well, there's nothing to be gained by playing a Minnesota team. And you know what? That's a 10-15-minute discussion right there.
I don't like interleague play anyway. Right.
But to take it this far.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you.
I was
going
to say, doesn't that tell you it's basically almost accepted now as just part of it?
Yeah, and the way you said that, it was real casual, and I go, Minnesota, why are we playing Minnesota if you're a national team into the season?
I don't get it.
I just don't understand.
I want to go back to the way it
because
was.
Because of the playoff race implications, and now you get teams playing teams from other leagues.
Yeah,
and,
what's that doing? That's not doing anything.
I agree with you.
You're really hurting the game now because now you can't take one out of the equation.
Jono, you're in your A game today, brother, and you look good. What's going on?
Thanks a lot, man. I'm on the move.
$150. It's black. He's wearing black.
No, that betting thing you're doing,
Johnny
man,
Cash. Johnny
that's
Cash.
Gonna work for you.
Well,
hey, by the way, before I go, then I got a three gamer.
All right, why don't you give it to
at
us?
BetDSI.com. You guys go there right now. You get a promo. You get $10. All you got to do is put Bums 10 on the right hand side, and on top of that, the big game that I have here are the Rockies tonight. Pittsburgh and the Rangers. These are the three games that I really like. I didn't write down who they're playing, but I do know that I like the Rockies tonight. I like Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's playing the Reds, and my Reds are definitely out of it. They have nothing going on. I think one of them's playing the Padres and the Rangers. Who are the Rangers playing
tonight? Hey, listen
tonight?
Here. First off, the Reds have been out of it since like late April.
Right.
Late April.
Yeah. They're playing Oakland. I think Oakland's on a downslide after that big ass-kicking they just gave to Kansas City.
Wow.
I think Texas brings them back down to earth. So that's what I got tonight.
I know you're just starting this, and I love it. I love this little segment here because I really put a lot of stock and faith in your picks. I do. But you cannot come back on here and say, I like this team, that team, and that team, and I don't know who they're playing.
I got San Diego.
If you're going to tell me this to my listeners,
didn't write that down, but here it is. Rockies are playing San Diego. Rockies are at home. I love the Rockies here. I love Pittsburgh tonight against my Reds. I think Pittsburgh is really right now. McCutchen is tearing it up right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Reds have got an answer for that. And the Rangers are going to catch an Oakland team that just scored a football score last night against Kansas City. I think that they're going to be on a downtrend here. I like the Rangers tonight. These are the three games I like, and go to BetDSI.com to make this happen, my friends. Open up an account. You get a little promo. Bums 10. And
take,
boom,
the $10, take the $10.
Well,
put
you can't
it on,
take that $10. You got to deposit your money.
No. I mean, I'm saying, though, get your free $10. Put your money in. Get your free $10. Play your parlay. Free money, right?
It's all free money at BetDSI.com.
Well, we're going to take it on home here, and it pains me to do this, but I have to leave the show. I love to get on them.
Play it again, Jimbo!
I love to get on them, but I've got to let it play. Cubs, congratulations.
Take care, my friends.
Enjoy it, because it's probably not going to happen again for a long time.
Take care, Fish.
Hey, we'll see you guys. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.